بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the number 3 of the conditions for success. First one was tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we achieve by reflecting on the glory and majesty of Allah and reflecting on His blessings for us and being grateful to Him for His blessings. Number 2 is to have a life goal. What do I want to be remembered for? And as I said, the thing to understand there is that your life is as valuable as the value that you add to others. Value in life is determined not by what you possess, but what value you add to others. Third condition for success is discipline. Discipline begins with making your bed when you wake up. Because if you make your bed when you wake up, number one, that is first item of the day which is done. So you have a sense of achievement, no matter how small it is, that I have made my bed. Second thing is, at the end of the day, imagine that you had the lousiest day of your life. That day nothing worked out for you. Whatever you did backfired or failed. But when you come back home, you come back to a bed which is neat and clean and welcoming and looks nice. Instead of coming to a room which looks like a pigsty or looks like as if a hurricane has been through it with stuff all over the place. I went to boarding school and the thing that we were taught was this. When you wake up in the morning, you make your bed. Before you go to bed in the night, you lay out your clothes for the next morning and you polish your shoes and you put them at the foot of the bed. So when you wake up in the morning again, you're not hunting high and low for this and I can't find that and I can't find this. Everything is there. It's neatly arranged. You go take a shower, change into your clothes for the day, put on your shoes, the shoes are already polished, and your day starts off in a positive way. Discipline is to do that which needs to be done, not only that which you like to do. Discipline means to do that which you do not like to do, or to do something at a time when you do not want to do it. Now, procrastination has many forms, and one of them is this whole thing of saying, I like to do this, I don't like to do that, right now I don't feel like doing this. No feeling. As far as discipline is concerned, what needs to be done must be done. Believe me, this is absolutely critically essential if you want to achieve anything in life. If you leave things around and you say, well, I will do this when I feel like doing it, believe me, you are going to, you will never succeed. There is no way that you will succeed. Success comes only if we do what needs to be done at the time that it needs to be done, not when you feel like doing it. So that is a very important thing to keep in mind. And for that now, we come to the next step, which is to make a list. So every day, you begin with a list of things to do for that day. And that list must be made in the previous evening. So before you go to bed, make a list and say, tomorrow, these are the things that I need to achieve. That list must be short, not more than 3 items on that list. Just 3 items, not a 4th item. Then the following morning, when you start working, you start with the first item, you complete it, you go to the second item, you complete it, you go to the third item, you complete it. If you still have time left, you can add on something else, but 3 items. Now, if you are working on the first item and you get interrupted, then come back and finish that first item before you go to the second one. That is very, very critically important. Don't go to the second one until you finish the first one. So, if you get interrupted, and of course, try to make sure that you do not get interrupted. Make sure everybody else knows that. Make sure that you don't do anything which will result in people interrupting you and feel completely free and feel totally, be totally shameless about telling people, sorry, I'm not available. Sorry, I cannot help you right now. I'm busy. Be very clear about that. It is your life. You have a right to give priority to whatever you want. And if somebody says, oh, but you're not giving me any time, I feel bad. Well, they are welcome to feel bad, but do not interrupt your task which you set for the day. So start on the first item. If you get interrupted for whatever reason, something happened out of control, then come back and finish that task, then go to the second one, complete that, and then only go to the third one. Now, the following day, imagine that on day one, you had three tasks, you finished two of them, third one was left over. On the following day, what will you do? Which will be your number one task? If you answer to that, the leftover task from yesterday, then that is a wrong answer. Because each day, you must make a list which is true for that day, which is relevant for that day. To give you an example, supposing I have three tasks and my number three task is I want to meet this friend of mine who is in hospital. I want to go see him. But for whatever reason, I could not do that. So if I just randomly put that task as my number one task on the following day, when I go to the hospital, I might find my friend has gone home. He became well and he's no longer in the hospital. So I wasted my time. And similarly, you can have many other things. So the point is that each day, zero-based budgeting, for example, each day you start with a clean sheet and say, today, what is the most important thing I need to do? Number one priority, number two, number three. Now, you base these priorities on what? On your life goal. So that's how all of these things are interlinked. I have a life goal. Based on the life goal, I set a strategy. That strategy, I further break it down into daily tasks. And that is my daily timetable or my list that I make. Once again, just like I told you, don't ask people for their life goal. Similarly, don't ask people for their list of tasks. If you're asking somebody to give you their list of tasks, you're wasting their time and you're wasting your time. Because, for example, if my life goal is to become the best horse trainer in the world, then my daily task will be in the first thing in the morning, I will get up and go to the stables, I will muck out the stables, I will clean out all the stuff in the stables, I will groom my horse, and then I will take it out into the paddock and I will start training the horse. Now, if I give you that list of mine, how on earth is that going to help you unless you also want to become a horse trainer? So somebody else's list is worthless as far as you are concerned. You must make your own list, which will be based on your own life goal. So think, that's why the clarity on the life goal is so important. Be clear about your life goal and then make your list every day, three tasks which are relevant for that day, which relate to your life goal and in order of priority. That's very important. Most important task first, then next important number two, third important number three. At the end of the day, before you make a list for the following day, assess your day which passed and say, how did I do today? Then identify what is it in today that helped me and what is it today that did not help me, or worse still, which harmed me. Now, once you do that, then you are clear of what to avoid and what to do in the following day. Because obviously, all the things that did not help you in the previous day, the same thing might happen the next day, but you are not going to fall into that trap. You are not going to allow those to sabotage your effort because you already identified them. And similarly, the things that helped you, you have identified them. So, inshallah, you will work on them in the following day to say, this is what I need to do, this is what I need to beef up on as far as the next day is concerned. So very important to do these two things. Assess your current day, how did it go, what went well, what did not go well, and therefore, what must I change, and then tasks for the following day. This is the meaning of discipline. Make this into a incontrovertible routine in your life if you want to succeed. And it doesn't matter what you are doing, whatever your activity. If you don't have discipline, if you don't have a schedule, if you do not document, if you do not assess, you will fail. Write it down. Take my word for it. There is no way that you will succeed unless you are disciplined in your life. And all the excuses that you might like to give are completely and totally worthless because they will not make you succeed. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. You can give the excuses and everybody can agree with you and say, oh, poor thing, this is what happened to you. You've still failed. You've not succeeded. You want to succeed, forget excuses, get disciplined, make your schedule and work on it and have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, you will be successful. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.